Here's the finished product of what you'll be learning how to create in this following tutorial. Custom pagination from scratch in PHP and MySQL. Using a little CSS for the buttons, and we have back and next buttons. We're using URL variables. And the video got a little bit long. This is a long video. I'm sorry for that, but it's really no way I could have made it any shorter. I had to say everything I was explaining. You know, everything I said had to be explained. For beginners. If you're a whiz already, just grab the scripts that are free at Web Intersect and just check out the comments I have in the source code and you're done. But if you're a beginner, you might want to listen to the video, because the video is really chock full of all kind of explanation, the full logic of pagination, if you really want to grasp it. We're going to implement it directly into Web Intersect here, since we have a simple page throws out all of the members from our database for display. And you can see I have like 300 on the page here, and that's not manageable. That's not really smart to have that many items come out of your database onto one page. And if you don't know what pagination is, you can go to Yahoo, type in anything like the word test. You can see that there's results here on the bottom. They give you previous and next buttons and all that stuff. If you go to Google, same thing. Let's type in test. See how Google paginates? And you'll notice I do it at developphp.com on the members page. If you're at developphp.com, you click members. You'll see I have a little bit of a different method from Yahoo or Google. What I do is I show how many pages there are. There's 1,121 pages with 10 results on each page. So there's times 10, this would be 11,000 things in my database, in this case members, and I'm on page 1. So say if I wanted to go to page 800 really fast, you can't do this in the Google or Yahoo pagination. You know how long it would take you to get to page 800? A ridiculously long amount of time. Okay, I'm going to work in Dreamweaver CS4. I'm going to open up from the Web Intersect version 1.31 file package. I'm going to open up the member search page, and that's where we're going to implement this. So if we go into design view, what I'm going to do is remove this table right here temporarily. So we're going to remove the feature of being able to browse by certain types of members for now. And we're going to add the pagination. We'll put this back in later. Now when I refresh, we should see that table's gone, and we just see the 300-something members that are all coming out of there without pagination on them yet. Yep. Okie dokie. Now we're ready to throw in the programming. In the code view, we're going to go in, and right here where we have this MySQL query, which you've probably seen 1,000 times, right here we have this pagination setup, and that's where we're going to place everything. Right there where that pagination setup line is. So we have our MySQL query, and then we have our while loop that is fueled by this MySQL query. Within this while loop is when all of our members come, or items that we're querying out of our database, come onto the page. In my case, it's 300. It's too much. I got to put in pagination. So what I'm going to show you is how to go right here in between the query and the while loop and add your pagination programming. So it's real important to keep in mind that no matter what you're building, whether you're building a social network or just a regular website that shows videos or whatever, anywhere in between your MySQL query and your while loop that renders out the result set from that query, you can put pagination right in between that. And for those of you guys who aren't following the Web Intersect series, or you don't feel like downloading the Web Intersect source files to get to see this file that I'm working on here, I'm going to make just a generic example that's not tied to the Web Intersect series showing this exact pagination technique. And I'll have it at developphp.com, probably in text tutorial form. Okay, let's program this in. First thing we're going to need is the container where the pagination is going to display. I'm going to put it right here in design view. I'm going to pop it in, and I have it pre-made, but I'm going to show you everything it's made up of. Let's highlight that object that I just placed in, which is a div. You'll see their style set on it, margin left 58 pixels, margin right 58 pixels. That's what holds it off the edge there. When I highlight it, you'll see that margin there and there. Padding is set to 6 pixels. You can also see that inside. You see the padding there with the slanted lines. Those really tight slanted lines in there, that's the padding. And the background color is white and the border is gray. And inside, I'm echoing out pagination display. And even if I want to put that in the bottom too, I can do that. Yahoo and Google put their pagination display at the bottom. I'm going to put mine at the bottom and the top, so it's more, people can access it better. Let's see, that's 70%. Let's make that bigger. Make that 80%. That's good. Now we're ready to put in the code in between our MySQL query and our while loop that's going to allow us to have this pagination all set up nice and ready to go. And you can apply it to all your projects just the same, no matter what you're building. Alright, go to line 60 here, and there you'll see it's like 6 lines, but they're compressed. So if I open these up, you'll see what the coding is happening inside of them. But I'm not going to open them up just yet, but I'm going to explain every single line. The code is well commented out, and it's pretty easy to understand. So if you need pagination, this is probably a nice, simple, basic script that you can understand and manipulate from its base functionality. But as it is, it's a pretty powerful thing. So let's check out the first thing is the pagination logic, which is very important. The first thing inside of the pagination logic, we get the total rows from the result set. So if there's 300 things in your database, that's going to be a 300. This NR is going to have a value of 300. So we say if is set the get variable of PN, because that's how we're going to have this pagination set up. Use URL variables to establish and record which page we're on, which page we're going to, and all that good stuff. Okay? So we say if is set the get the URL variable of PN, which is page number. If it's set, then we place that, whatever value is, maybe the user is on page 7, maybe they're on page 8. You put that value into this variable called PN, which is page number. So that represents page number. And what we're doing here is, I was using a deprecated function called ArrayReplace, which I wanted to find an alternative that would give me the ability to filter everything but numbers for security. So if I have something where I'm only expecting numbers, that's all I want to get. If anybody's going to put in a single quote or a double quote or a strange character, I want all of that removed. So what I attempted to do here was make a replacement for ArrayReplace, which is a deprecated function in PHP. They recommend that we don't use it anymore. And I put a more stable, and it's supposed to be faster running too, function called PregReplace. And we use regular expression to replace in the same manner that we use with ArrayReplace. So we're saying everything that is not a number gets replaced by nothing. You see right there, I don't even have a space or anything there. It just replaces it with nothing, removes it out of that get variable. So if somebody puts in the get variable of 3 plus a single quote and some strange characters, it's going to remove all that other crap and just keep the 3 and process it. Okay, so else if the get variable isn't set, that means they just arrived to the page. They hadn't chose to go to any other pages yet, so we make sure they're on page 1. So if there's no get URL variable set of page number, we set the page number to be 1 by default. Now this line is where we set how many database items to show on each page. So I'm showing 10 items per page, and most programmers do that, but you can show 12, you can show 24, you can show 300 per page, it doesn't matter. But 10's a good standard. Now we get the value of the last page in the pagination result set. So if your pagination is all figured up and there's 80 pages or 87 pages of 10 items per page, you want to make sure we get the number of What's the last page? 87. So this is what this line is doing. We're getting the ceiling. We're using the ceiling function to get a value of the numRows divided by items per page, which is 10. And so there was, what, 300 in my database? NumRows divided by 10 would be 30. So my last page is 30. See how that works? Okay. Now, next line is, be sure the URL variable page number is no lower than page 1 and is no higher than the last page. So if I only have 30 pages, I don't want somebody to be able to type in 37 into the URL variables and go to some page 37 that doesn't exist. If they type in 37 or anything above 30, they're going to page 30, and that's that. That's how it's programmed. So if PN is less than 1, force it to be 1 here. Because you don't want page number to be 0 or negative 1. So it can't be 0, it has to be 1. And then else if the page number is greater than last page, then we force it to be the last page's value, like I was just discussing. Okay, now we're almost done with the pagination logic. Then this next line creates the numbers to click, or this next little package block here creates the numbers to click in between the next and back buttons. Okay, let's expand that out. Alright, there it is. Now you have those numbers in between your next and back links, or the next and back buttons. There's always, or usually, a group of numbers in between those buttons that let you travel amongst the pages. So that's what this is doing here. So first thing we do is we create the variable, or initialize the variable, called center pages. Center pages, I called it center pages because when I render it into the pagination results, that's what's going to be rendering in the little numbers that you can click between the next and back buttons. So I named it center pages, and down in the display I'll show you where we render that in. So we're going to be pretty much building the center pages variable all through this logic here. You can see in each one where we're putting a value into the center pages, we're using the dot equals operator. And what that does, it compounds a variable. That way it doesn't get overwritten each time. It keeps adding to it. So that's why you'll see a dot equal on all those equal signs. You'll see a dot before it. That signifies adding to this center page variable rather than overriding the existing data that's already in it. It's kind of like appending. Alright, so the first thing we do is initialize that center pages variable. Next thing we do is we get the value of subtracting one page, which is page number minus 1. Then we get the value of subtracting two pages, so page number minus 2. So add 1 is the same thing, page number plus 1. Add 2 is page number plus 2. So if they're on page 38, this value would be 40. There's if and else evaluation statements here, or conditional statements here, that let us evaluate certain things. So in this if statement, we're evaluating if the page number is equal to 1. If page number is equal to 1, we want to do certain things like not show a back button, because they're already on the first page. What would they go back to? That's the first page. So you don't want to show a back button. So you got to have logic to separate all that out. If they happen to be on the last page, you don't want to show a next button, because there's no next page to go to. So you got to have, this is the logic that sets all of that up here. And it shows, this is where you can set how many numbered, clickable numbers you want to show in between the next and back buttons. Okay, so that's what all of this is doing. So if PN is equal to 1, if the page number is equal to 1, we put in this for display. Else if the page number is equal to the last page, which in my case would be page 30, so if they're on page 30, I want to show them these things so they don't have a next button to go to the next page. And that's what's going to happen. Else if the page number is greater than 2 and page number is less than the last page minus 1, then this code runs. Let me repeat that. Else if the page number is greater than 2 and the page number is less than last page minus 1, we give them this code, which lets them go either way, because we're not near the last page or the first page. And the last else if condition is else if page number is greater than 1 and page number is less than the last page, then we just show 1 on each side. You don't want to show, like, say if they're on page 29 and there's only page 30 left, you don't want to show 29, 30, and 31, like in this condition here. That would show, like, say if they're on page 7, say this would show page 7. That means this is going to be showing page 6, this is 5. It'll be a little number next to page 7 where they can click and go to those pages. This will be showing 8 and 9. So you'll have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The page they're on is always in the center of the display. That's how it all works. So I can package that up. Now you understand the logic fully on that. If you don't, you can listen again. Now the last two things in the pagination logic are we have to set the limit range. And this is very important. And this is the thing that really what pagination is all about, is using your limit syntax in your SQL. Everybody knows that you can use, say you had select all from my table limit 10. What that does is going to only let 10 things come out. But say you have a query that says select all from my table limit 20, 5. If you had 20, 5, that means it's going to go to index 20, so whatever item is at index of 20, and it's going to pick 5 from that point. So it'll pick 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. All of those will come out. So that's what limit does. Limit allows you to pick a range or just set a standard limit. So if you put limit 5, that means you're only going to get 5 results. If you put limit 44, 5, that means you're going to go to index of 44 and take 5 from that point, making it 44, 45, 46, 47, 48. You'll get those 5 out of the database if you use the range. So that's what we're doing here, is we're setting up the range to choose from according to what the value of page number is and how many items per page, which in my case is 10. So you set the limit up to say the limit is going to be page number minus 1, whatever that value is. It's always dynamic. Page number minus 1. So if they're on page number 7, this will be a 6, times items per page, which is 10. So that would be 60. Together, that value would be 60. 60, and then it would go here and get 10 from that point. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's exactly how it works. I really can't explain it any, put it into any easier terms than that. The math establishes what this value is going to be right here. And you might want to go and look up how to use the limit function or the limit syntax in SQL queries. That way you can really fully understand what limit does. Limit lets you pick how many you want to come out if you only put one value through it. If you give it two arguments, limit will let you pick a range. So that's what we're doing here, is we're picking a range. We're going to a certain index and we're picking a range from that index. And finally, the last line of the logic is this, let's see if I can move this in a little. Right here, this SQL query, which is going to be a second query. So what you're doing is, remember we put this all this pagination logic in between the query and the while loop, remember? Here we have our original query, and now we have the same query, you'll see. It's the same exact thing, but in it now, we added the limit, which is the thing that I just explained there. It took 15 minutes explaining that, so you got to understand what I'm doing here. If you don't, you weren't paying attention. So I'm putting limit into the query here. That way, the pagination works on it. So really, this query is just to get the number of rows, the total number of rows. That way, you can set up this items, last page variables, and a few other variables that you need. That's why we have to set that first query in motion. The second query is really the one that queries the range of what we're picking for each page. So if we're on page 3, this query knows that we only want the items that would be associated with page 3. Now let's package that up, since you know what all of that's doing inside of the Adams pagination logic block there. I just explained every bit of it. So there's Adams pagination logic. So you haven't really put anything into display yet. So that's what this next section is. And that's what we're going to cover right now. Adams pagination display setup. So let's expand that out. And this one's not so big and won't take so long. Okay, now this section determines what we need to display depending on what page the person's on. So what kind of pagination results you want to display. In between your next and back buttons, what kind of numbers should be in there, if the next and the back button should even be in the display or not. That's what this section's doing. So you can see we have if and else, or just if conditions, all set up through here to take care of that logic. Let's explain it now. First thing is the pagination display variable has to be initialized. Next thing is we run a condition. Basically, this condition is wrapped up all right here. This if statement is wrapped up right here. Oh, I gotta change what this comment says, because this is incorrect. This should say, this code runs only if the last page is not equal to 1. If it is only one page of results, we require no paginated links to display, so none of this code will run inside of this if condition. If we happen to be on page 2 or anything else, there's more results than just one page worth, then this code does in fact run. And what happens here is we show the user what page they're on and the total number of pages. So in the pagination display variable, we pack in page, whatever the number is. If they're on page 7, that'll say page 7 in bold, right there, strong, that bolds it, of last page. In my case, it was 30. So this was, say, page 7 of 30. Or if they're on page 1, it'll say page 1 of 30. And then this image is just a spacer. This allows me to put a space in between where it says page 1 of 30 and where those little clickable links are in the next and back button and everything. And you'll see exactly what I mean when I show you when we test this out in just a second. Next thing is, if we're not on page 1, we can place the back button. So if we're not on page 1, we can place the back button, because they would have to need a back button because that means they're on page 2 or higher. So if they're on page 2 or higher, they get the back button. That's what that code does right there. In the pagination display, we throw in a back button. And this back button is programmed with previous math. So the previous variable is just math done on the page number. So if they're on page 7, the variable to go to page 6 is going to be made in this previous variable here. And it's page number minus 1. And you sync that right into whatever the URL variable is for PN. And you'll notice we're using server self. This way you don't have to change this. If you want to put this script in another page on your site, it'll still work. You won't have to change this value at all. That can stay just like it is. Server self will just grab this page that basically this says, in my case, memberSearch.php. So anywhere you see in here it says server PHP self, that's just grabbing the name of the page and putting it in place there. Just so it's a little more dynamic for you, if you want to take this script and put it into other pages. And you can see the only thing you need to change is the query. And this can all be packaged up into a class file, actually. If you wanted to do a little work, you could package this up into a PHP class. That way you can use this pagination, the same logic, same programming, all over the different pages of your site. So if you put in forums, you want to use pagination, you can refer to the same class files to render out your pagination. But if you want to just throw it in just like this, it's fine. Right in between your SQL query and your while loop. Or you can refer to a class file in that same location, and it'd work the same. All right, now what's next? So here, in between where your next and back button would be, you want to have those clickable numbers. If you only wanted a next and back button and no clickable numbers, just don't render this out here. But if you want those numbers in between the next and back button, which most official pagination formats have, then you'll want to lay this in here. And here is that center pages. And you can see I'm putting a class on it, so I'm using CSS on these links that are the little clickable numbers and everything. Center pages was made up in here in my pagination logic that I discussed just a little while ago in the video. So you know what that variable is putting there. And you can see I'm putting a style on it. I'm going to discuss that style in just a moment. It's CSS. The last thing, very last thing, is we do pretty much the reverse of this one. Saying if we're not on page one, we can place the back button. This is pretty much the same thing. Saying if we're not on the last page, we can place the next button. It's safe to place the next button because we're not on the last page. If we happen to be on the last page, we don't want this code to run and place the next button because there's no next page. And that's it. Let's package that back up. That's a very small bit of code. So you can see what I placed in here from the beginning. I explained every bit of it now. And you can see it's in between my SQL query and my while loop, just like I said it would be. Okay, now the very last thing we're going to have, make sure this query is correct. So this first one is SQL, that's correct, and that would be pumping out right there. So we want to overwrite this first query with the second query. So let's just make this SQL2 because that's the one that has the limit applied. Okay, so right here, before the head tag closes, inside the head tag basically, I'm going to put some CSS. Boop, there it is. So the first thing I did in my CSS is I established a style for the page num active. I wanted mine to be green. The one that's active and in the center should be a green block. So I just gave it a border, background, some padding, and made sure that the number inside of the block is black. Now the numbers around, the two numbers that are going to be on either side of that active number page, I want those to be, I think these are gray. I think I might have given these a gray background. And those are set to be links. You see I'm using the link classes here for the page numbers class links. So anything that's in that page numbers container, if it happens to be a link, it'll have this style applied. So I'm pretty much doing the same thing here, giving it a border, color, make sure the text black, making sure there's no underline on the number because links are automatically underlined. Make sure it has no underline by saying text decoration none. Same thing for the visited and hover, or visited and active is exactly the same, but hover is the only one that's different because when somebody's mouse goes over one of those buttons, I want the color to change. So you'll see there's a different color on the block when they hover over it. Now, let's press Control S to save the file. Okay, here we are at Web Intersect. Let's go to the members page. Make sure we refresh. And you'll see there's the pagination display on the top and the bottom. So if I click the two, I should go to page two, which I did. So it says page 2 of 30, and then the back button appeared. Let's see if we go back to page one. There's no back button, and that's what we wanted. If we click next, we go to page two. You can see the PN up top equals 2. Now we have back and next. Now let's go to page 3. Now you see we have even more numbers appear. So we have a range, but our number that the page is focused on will always be in the center. So let me go to page 5 and I'll show you what I mean. 5 is in the center, and then we have numbers around. And you can add to the logic in those if and else conditions to place more cushion numbers to show more numbers in between your back and next buttons here. But they can use the back and next all day long and just go from page to page. Page 10, page 12, page 14. They can even use the URL numbers up here, the URL variables, and go to, say I went to page 28 directly. Or if I get to page 30, there's no next button. That's the logic we wanted. Go to page 29, the next button shows up again. So this is exactly what we wanted. So we now have successfully placed pagination in. It's pretty cool. So just to recap, whenever you want to put pagination into any of your scripts, or you happen to have a MySQL query where there's a lot of results coming out of your database, you just put these little lines of code here that you can grab out of my script. It's going to be in between where it says Adam's pagination logic and end Adam's pagination display setup. All that code right there. That's what you want to put in between. Or if you want to set it up as a class file, just put it in between your SQL query and your while loop and you'll be good to go. Whether it be a class or sunk right into your script like I have mine here. So we'll do some more updates to Web Intersect, and we'll get that a better search mechanism. Like a develop PHP, mine is a little bit smarter, and we'll add something like that to where you can sort things. Say if you only want to see female members, sort, and it shows. If you only want to see people with a YouTube channel, sort. And it just shows those people with the YouTube channel in the pagination results. So if I go to page 2, these are still people only with YouTube channels. So you can set up a sort mechanism like this, and I might apply that to Web Intersect. Or I might not, I don't know. But you can pretty much figure it out now how to make your queries dynamic. You know what I'm saying? To make all the stuff dynamic, like we just made the limit syntax. Basically, all we did for the pagination is we made the limit syntax, the SQL syntax of limit, dynamic. To pick a range that we want depending on what the URL variables are, and we used math to lay out all the different navigation to all these different pages. Okay, so I hope that proved useful to many of you guys. I know there's not a lot of good, easy tutorials on pagination, but you know what? I don't think pagination is simple. Pagination just is not simple. If you want to know the guts of how pagination works, you're just going to have to rack your brain on it. Else, you can go get somebody else's class file and try to just put the variables you need in, and voila, you have it done. Or I have a tutorial at DevelopPHP here, Dreamweaver. Right there. Where is it? Paging database results. Here's pagination using Dreamweaver CS4 without having to know programming at all. You won't have to program the first thing. Dreamweaver will set it up all for you. All you have to know is your database connection data. So there's a lot of different ways to do it, but I think having hands-on knowledge about how to custom code pagination is an essential thing for any programmer. I don't care if you're working in PHP, ASP, JavaScript, jQuery, whatever is doing your pagination for you, it all works in the same basic logic. Have a good night.